Susan Sutton, editor of ASI. Our May issue includes an article detailing sustainability efforts at Emerald Performance Materials and focusing on its largest business group, Emerald Kalama Chemical. Today I'm speaking with Ed Gotch, president of Emerald Kalama Chemical. Ed, thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Susan. It's great to be here. Thanks for letting us tell our story. Appreciate it.
Sure. From your perspective, what does it mean to be environmentally friendly?
You know, it's an interesting term that I think gets thrown around quite a bit, and there can be a lot of definitions, but to us at Emerald, we look at ourselves as a diverse chemical company. We've got 8 manufacturing sites throughout the world. We ship product to 70 different countries, and so to me, environmentally friendly really speaks specifically to two areas: our operations, so how we physically run our facilities, and then also our products, what we offer to the market space. And when we talk about the operations of our plant, we really focus on the HS&E performance as being environmentally friendly. So we look to provide a very safe work environment for our employees, then obviously all of our guests who come and visit us. It's absolutely critical. And then we also look to the perspective of being a responsible citizen operating in the communities we operate in. And so specifically to that, and of course the safety component plays very nicely into this, but there's also the environmental operation of the facility, specifically with emissions. And as a company, we take it very seriously that our responsibility is to continually improve the emissions of our facility, to start reducing them. And when you look at some of the investments and initiatives we've had over the last few years, Emerald and Kalama, since our inception in 06, have reduced emissions by 50%. And with respect to Kalama, over the last decade, we've reduced our emissions by about 70% because we've been focused on it. With respect to our products, we really focus on a couple areas. And we bucketize those into our products that go into the food and pharmaceutical industry, as well as flavor and fragrance. And so there, it's making sure that we strictly adhere to all the requirements that the industry and various governmental regulations throughout the world require us to adhere to. On the industrial side, really we take the approach of essentially making sure that our products are appropriate for our customers' applications, that they have low VOC emissions, make sure that they are non-SVHC substances with respect to REACH, and then, of course, making sure that their non-PBT is very important as well. And that's really how we've positioned our company to be environmentally friendly.
Okay, what are some of the specific steps that the industry and Emerald in particular have taken to become more environmentally friendly over the years?
Sure, I'll focus on the industry to begin with and then move on to what Emerald has done. You know, when I look at the Adhesives and Sealants Council as a great example, you know, this is an organization that has done a great job over the last really decade, I would say, of really stepping up to share best practices that the industry is currently using. You know, you start thinking about these as far as environmentally friendly raw materials. They're helping folks with changing their packaging design to make sure they're more recyclable, which has not always been the case with packaging in the industry. That, of course, helps reduce waste to landfill. And I think they're also really starting to get on the cutting edge as far as reduction of energy usage, moving towards the STAR and LEED certifications that are so important in so many different industries that they participate in. And, you know, clearly we're a member of ASC, and, you know, we're very supportive of what they do. They're not alone. They do a great job. But there's other trade organizations, be it in coatings or plastics, but also in food, pharmaceutical, and flavor and fragrance industries that are doing the exact same thing to really drive continuous improvement to be more sustainable and environmentally friendly. You think about overarching industry organizations like SOCMA and ACC. We're a SOCMA member, and they're all about continuous improvement in these areas. And SOCMA in particular, if you're going to be a SOCMA member, you have to go through the Chemsteroids program to make sure that you're adhering to it and also continually improving. And the nice thing about it is both of them provide really nice benchmarking of the industry, so you can really understand where you stack up and how you can work to continually improve how you perform. Mm-hmm. So I think the industry really has changed a lot. I've been in the industry now just under 20 years, and it's monumental, the shift it's made in that short period of time, and I think we're going to continue to see a step change from that perspective. As a company, we've done a number of things, and I think probably the single biggest thing we've done, quite frankly, is adjust our mindset. When we look at the emissions from our facility, our products, be it physical expansions of the capacities of our facilities, or adding new products to the portfolio, we are very cognizant of what we do and how we can invest in new technologies or improve technologies to reduce emissions, or perhaps we use a different feedstock or a different process technology to make our end products much more environmentally friendly. You know, and I think you really have to do that as a company, because if you don't make that a priority and part of your mission, you don't improve. And, you know, we're very proud that, you know, since 2006, we've invested over $20 million at all of our facilities to improve our environmental and safety performance. And I think, you know, one of the benchmarks we look at is our reduction in emissions, because, again, for Kalama and for the rest of Emerald, we've reduced our emissions by 50%, and Kalama specifically by 70% over the past decade. So clearly important.
Mm-hmm. Please tell us about the new steam grid that the Rotterdam facility has signed on for.
Yeah, we're very excited about being part of the Rotterdam Climate Initiative. You know, the Dutch government has been very pragmatic about reducing CO2 emissions in a sustainable and responsible way. And what they've essentially done is they've helped back a number of folks in this particular area, whereby AVR, who is a large waste incinerator, so residential waste, they incinerate this, and they essentially have this energy stream that's going unused. And the government has backed this initiative, and we signed up as the first company to take. Stedin is going to be the steam pipe, the transportation system operator. And essentially what happens is the energy that currently is just being lost to the environment is going to be reclaimed in the form of steam, transported through Stedin's transport network, and we're going to be the first customer to use this steam within our facility. And the hope is over the next decade, additional companies will come on board and fully utilize the steam value of this waste stream. And if it's successful, you know, the overall reduction in the Port of Rotterdam is going to be about 200,000 metric tons per year of CO2, and our estimated contribution to that is roughly 30,000 tons per year. So it's a great project, and I think it's a good example of where industry and government can really partner together to do things that will help the overall environmental performance of the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, why did Emerald decide to go ahead and kind of take the jump to join that steam grid?
Well, you know, clearly there's the environmental component behind it, which is, you know, is very nice. I mean, you know, commitment to improving our operations is a core value we hold very dear to our hearts. At the same time, when you take just a pragmatic look behind it, you know, we make specialty chemicals. And whether we make the steam or we buy steam from somebody else, the reality is making steam is not a core competency, and it's not a core value driver for us. So if we can buy it from somebody else, not have to worry about operating those units and take our facilities up and down every other year for inspections, it only helps improve our performance and our focus on making high-quality specialty chemicals while reducing our overall emissions and focusing on areas that really create value.
How does Emerald ensure that it grows not only physically but also in terms of product range while keeping sustainability in mind?
Sure. You know, as a company, Emerald has doubled since our inception, and Kalama has actually more than tripled our revenue since we became Emerald. And we've done that in a variety of ways. I mean, obviously there's organic expansion, but there's also acquisition as well. But when we take a look at it and what we're trying to do and to be sustainable, we really start really thinking about it from the perspective of, you know, what do our customers really want, and how do we do that in a cost-effective way while maintaining our right to operate our facilities within the communities and bringing really, you know, high-quality environmentally products to the marketplace. Now, there's a lot of pieces to that, and I'll talk about the customer piece specifically. When we deal with our customers, we generally try to partner with industry leaders to help drive our innovation program. And we employ what we like to call our 660 mindset. And there's no magic behind it, but what we came to realize over the years when we looked at how we'd been growing, things that hit 3 to 5 years from now, you have to be working on today. But that doesn't mean you can ignore the immediacy of what your customers want today. And so we developed this 660 mindset where we say, okay, we're going to spend a portion of our time working on things with our customers that are going to hit in the next 6 months. But the reality is we have to have another pipeline of projects that are going to hit no later than 60 months out. And that really has stimulated our R&D community to think about new molecules and new ways to apply existing molecules or improve the molecules, as the case may be, both in the short term and over the long term. And that's been a great source of idea stimulation and direction for us as a company. When we think about, the sustainability of growth, even though we participate primarily in Western countries today, which tend to be higher cost regions, by focusing on improved environmental performance, offering value add products to our customer, driving continuous improvement in our raw material and energy usage, and also driving capacity expansions, what we find is we can be very competitive on a cost basis because we get tremendous leverage on our technology and our assets. And to me, so from a business sustainability perspective, that is absolutely critical. And then when we think about our feedstocks and our products, I'll circle back to one of my earlier comments. We're really focused on products that clearly have to perform. They have to have a high degree of efficacy in our customers' formulations. But at the same point, by reducing VOCs, by making sure these things aren't bioaccumulative or stay in the environment for long periods of time, by focusing on those things, it's really a great way to grow a sustainable business. And that we take that into perspective on our feedstocks as well to make sure that, is this sustainable both from a supply perspective but also from an environmental perspective.
Ed, thanks again for taking some time to share your insights with us today.
Great, Susan. I really appreciate your time. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks. To learn more, read the full article on our May 2013 issue, available now at adhesivesmag.com.